everybody. It's Joey and Kim Smith, and it is Gloucestercast 147. Just the two of us today.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Kim is just back from Menemsha,
Martha's Vineyard. Actually, I was in Vineyard Haven.
Vineyard Haven.
But Menemsha was one of the little fishing villages that we went to, and to the beach, and we just went all over Martha's Vineyard. Yeah,
and awesome. You were with your girlfriends.
I was with my girlfriends. I was with my best friend, Donna, and her daughter, Sophia, and their mom, Rosemary. Rosemary has a house and barn on the vineyard.
And so if you have a house there, you're ridiculous money over there. You do. Well, you sent me a picture of the lobsters, like $55 a pound or something.
Yes, $50 a pound for the lobsters.
Was there anything that was reasonably priced there or nothing?
No, I thought that the fresh fish was pretty comparable to the to our prices. And the scallops were a little high. The scallops were $19 a pound. And I can't remember what I paid recently. But the fish was $14.99 a pound. And
how about restaurants? Could you go to restaurants, or are they stupid?
Well, we love to cook. We love to cook. So we did go out to lunch one day, and we had right on Menemsha, and that was really fun because you can just go off the beach, get lunch, and then come back on the beach.
So how long was the ferry ride?
Oh, it's so fast. It's 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's probably
minutes,
pretty rough.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
And beautiful. You were talking about people that complain about traffic here should be bitch slapped.
Yes.
Those are your words, not mine.
No.
I'm joking. No, you were saying, what were you saying about the traffic there?
Let's see. I'm going to take these headphones off.
They're bothering you?
Yeah, they're really bothering me. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you hear me okay without them?
Yeah, no.
Yeah?
Go
okay,
ahead.
Sorry. Yes, people should not complain about traffic at all. It was just, it was extraordinary. Like, I had spent some time there a number of years ago, and I think it has gotten worse, but it was, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just, the traffic moved along at a crawl. Everything moved along at a crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And, yeah. Well, you know, I say that all the time. I say people like that always complain about the traffic here.
Yeah.
They haven't lived in Boston.
Right.
They haven't traveled to the Cape. They haven't.
They have no idea.
They have no idea what living like in 95% of other communities is
right.
like. If you want to live in the country, this is not the country
right.
though. You know what I mean? This
right.
is not backwoods. This
right.
is
like
a coastal New England town.
Right. Like you try to avoid the traffic, but it's you just cannot. I never will listen to anybody complain about traffic
it's ridiculous.
Again. After
it's
being
7 weeks
Vineyard.
Of the summer. Anyway,
right. It's the 7 weeks of Martha's Vineyard too. I mean, I had a fabulous, beautiful time, and the traffic is just part of it. You know,
yeah.
you just accept it. So.
Yesterday I took the girls. We went to the Heritage Center Family Day, the Maritime Heritage Center. And props to them. To Tom Balfe and Mary Kay. And
they're doing an awesome job
They're doing
there.
A great job there.
Did you see Michelle Barton when you were there? I know she took
I did
kids
run
there.
Into Michelle
yeah.
Barton.
Yeah.
Who? But so we went down there, and everything was free. We went in the touch tank. They had the orange lobster, the blue lobster, the calico lobster,
right.
which is cool. You
right.
know, our kids love to see that stuff, and they can touch the
difference.
Do you
difference. Supply them with the calico and the blue lobster?
I don't know what I've given them recently. I try to
you
call
have,
them.
Yeah.
I used to call them in the previous administration. I would call and I would say, "Oh, can you? You know, I got this cool thing. Can you come pick it up?" And they would, and they oh, we can't get over there. And I'm like, "Well, sorry, sorry then."
Oh. Time's out.
But the new people over there are on the ball, like totally on the ball. Tom Balfe,
yeah.
administratively, whatever he's doing over there,
right.
like everything is like on point.
Right.
The website is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love
the website.
They have great people right. doing the press
yeah.
releases. They're really banging out the information to the
yeah.
public. So, I mean.
It's tremendous.
Yeah. yeah. So, speaking of that, obviously, we have the Schooner Festival coming up,
yeah.
which is not, is it? It's not really a Heritage Center event, although a lot of the event is from there. It's the Schooner Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like its own entity.
Oh, okay.
And they base a lot of their programming from the Heritage Center.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's a big time partnership, and there's a ton of overlap, I think, but it's not necessarily one and the same.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Right.
A lot of these boats, there's so many boats that come that they have to be dispersed all over the town.
Oh, it's one of my favorite events. It's so beautiful.
We've been covering it forever, it seems like. And every year we say it's the same rhetoric. You know, I don't know, like, if we sound monotonous. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that we... But you have... Like, the point is...
Yeah.
It's... You have to remind people over and over again that this is... This is one of those events that the people that know about it and go every year already know how cool it is.
Right. It's just...
But it should be... And it's getting better, more and more recognized. But it should be...
Right.
Like, way more recognized. Yeah. And they've come a long way. But if you haven't been, like, oh, God almighty, it's so cool to see. These ships are so magnificent.
They're so spectacular.
Yeah. And
this is one of my tips. Like, I watch it down on Rocky Neck, and then I jump in my car, and I race out to Eastern Point to get it from that end, too.
I'm always working, so I never get to do that. But but the footage that you get from there is bananas.
Yeah.
The video, the one of the best all-time posts, like, between you and Craig, you know, probably account for some of the best videos that we always, top 10 videos that we've had, or probably half of them come from you and Craig.
Well, thank
And one of them is that time-lapse one you did of the schooner.
Yeah.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, well, that was 2 years, not last year, but the year before.
It was so awesome.
Everything just worked out perfectly that time. I tried again last year, and... the boats didn't come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were just pouring out all at the same time, and it was beautiful. I'll try again this year, but, you know, you never know what the light is going to be like, or, you know what I mean? So
repost that one, like, coming up.
Oh, coming up. Okay, reminder.
You know, the thing of it is, like, over the next course of the next so many days, we're going to probably bang the Schooner Festival every day, because that's what we always do leading up to it, because we really always... pride ourselves. This is, you know, the Fiesta Schooner Festival, like, that, like, Fiesta doesn't necessarily need our pimping, but we love the Fiesta.
Right.
This event, I feel like, could use all the pimping it can get, because we love it as well. It's a whole different scene.
It's a whole different thing.
but it should get more recognition than it gets.
Well, you know what I did in my Monarch film? Because I have, like, the B-roll and the preliminary stuff, like, explaining, you know, giving Gloucester a sense of place. And I say, Gloucester is well known for her fishing industry, her schooner festival, her, you know, Fiesta, blah, blah, blah. So I really, and then I put a clip in from Fiesta. So I'm really trying to get, you know, in my own little way also, promote it in the bigger, you know, film about the Monarchs.
I had two different schooner experiences this week. I had the people from my land, and my favorite boat in the whole city, my favorite people in the whole city, the Ellis family.
They're beautiful people.
Felicia had her appetizers, and Nick DeFazio from, oh God, M.S. Walker, I think he is, Wines. Did their crew, their sail, and we went out on the Lannan for a sunset cruise. It's so
gorgeous.
You
had a good sunset that night too, I think too.
Wow. Bananas,
yeah.
So every time, whether it's the cigar and rum one or the wine and Felicia appetizer one, they're always my favorite nights of the summer. This one was no exception. But so then yesterday, a lady from New York had purchased a hoodie and a T-shirt of the new beach sticker T-shirts and hoodies that I had made up.
Yeah, that we love.
Really cool.
They're very cool. My daughter is...
She
wants one. It's going on. It's going to be a Christmas present.
She doesn't listen to this anyway, so we don't have to worry about it.
I think she does.
Maybe she does.
I saw her... You know, something that she Instagrammed or something, said she was getting ready to go out listening to a homie cast.
So this lady from New York,
yeah,
she had purchased a hoodie and a T-shirt, one of the beach sticker ones. And after she purchased it, she said, can you ship this to two different locations? I'm in New York, but I want the T-shirt to go to Stefan, the skipper of the Schooner Adventure.
Right.
All these years, I've never been aboard the Schooner Adventure. And yesterday was the Heritage Center's Family Day.
Right.
And I had the girls down there.
Is it family? They call it Community Day. Or do they call it Family Day?
I thought
it was
Family Day.
Oh, do they? Okay.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So we went down there. The kids had a blast with the touch tanks. Everything was free yesterday. The touch tanks and the whale mobile. And they had this section where they had these fish molds and you put paint on them and you press the paper over them and you made these cool that's just one of those another one of the million cool free things for families to do in this town. So I'm down there and so I was supposed to ship this to the Schooner Adventures office, which is in the Fitzhugh Lane house.
Okay, right.
FitzHenry Lane, whatever the fuck they call them now.
Right.
And but I'd gone there 3 or 4 times, and it had always been closed because I make my lobster deliveries between 8:30 in the morning.
It's not open yet.
Not open, and there's no mail slot. So I'm down there with the kids. And I'm like, oh, I had the thing all packaged. I have to assume the skipper of the Adventure is going to be here.
There. Oh, good.
I grab my package. I'm walking down, and I'm like, I think that's the guy. And he's with this attractive lady. And I said, I think that's the guy. So he goes, hey, Joey. I'm like, yeah, I think it's him. It's definitely him. And I had the package in my hand. I'm like, you're just the guy I wanted to see. So I hand him the package, and he goes, oh, well, who sent it? And I'm like, a little panic-stricken look came over my face.
Because he's with an attractive lady.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I can look at the orders on my cell phone. I'm furiously trying to look up what the name of the person was to give them the proper credit for purchasing this gift for him. And he let me hang there for about 45 awkward seconds.
Oh,
and then
no.
He said, oh, she bought it for me. And she's from New York.
Oh.
So it was this confluence of running into him at that moment.
Funny.
And the girl from New York happened to be there walking up the ramp with him. And so he actually gave me a tour of the Adventure. I had no idea how large the deck is on that.
That
would be a great boat for a wedding.
Oh,
if you have a big party,
right.
I'd go on the Lannan because I love the Lannan people for a smaller intimate one.
Right.
But if you have a big wedding party,
that'd
be a cool.
I mean, it's very spacious. You really feel like you can move around, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience.
And he was very generous with his time. He took me and my daughters and Kate. And Kate's son on a tour of the ship from stem to stern.
Oh, awesome.
And very very generous. So thank you to him.
Yeah, that would be great.
See what happens when you buy some of our swag.
Yeah,
good things happen.
You get hand delivered.
Hand delivered.
Right.
Get a little pimp on the blog.
Well, also I just want to say that I was invited by Adam Belonsky, our GMG FOB, to take pictures of the Adventure, and Greg Bober was there, and I had a great day doing that. It was a fantastic experience.
The boat's come a long way.
Yeah.
A lot of money have gone into that boat, wherever you fall on it. It is a pretty boat. We didn't get to the story about we never finished up on the story of Martha's Vineyard. Did we talk about Mother's Vineyard yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never talked about how you forgot your phone. So in reference to the traffic.
Traffic.
So why don't you go through that?
Okay. So Rosemary's house is about, on a normal day, it would take like 5 minutes to walk to the ferry. Well, it took, she and Donna decided to give me a ride.
How long would it take to drive to the ferry if there was no traffic?
A normal day, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Like no traffic, 5 minutes.
Driving.
Okay.
Right?
Walking leisurely 10 minutes, right?
Yep.
They drop me off at the ferry, and it's 10:05. The ferry leaves at 5. I'm walking on deck, and I realize that I had left my phone back at her house. And I just did not, I have business stuff on my phone. I didn't want to be without my phone.
Oh, yeah, no.
I thought, well, I'll just take a later. I'll try to get it.
You have to get your phone. You're not going to leave without your phone.
Right.
You'll take a 2 hour later ferry and sit around rather than
leave without my phone.
I hear you.
Right.
I would do the same thing.
I mean, I needed it for directions to drive home.
Totally, yeah.
So I raced all the way back to her house and all the way back to the ferry. And I made it back to the ferry in time. So I get on the ferry, and I'm texting Donna, and I tell her, and they are still in traffic driving back to Donna's house.
So you ran to and from the ferry in less time than it took to drive.
Right.
Yeah, that's a classic traffic story.
So... Oh, Lord, yeah, that was crazy.
So there you go. Tonight you're going to an event at the Lid House.
At the Lid
Christopher
House.
Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has a partner. Do you know his partner's name in that? Some woman.
Yes, Jen Monroe. Yeah. She's wonderful too. And tonight we're the book club and beautiful dinner at Duckworth. And you just can't believe the spread that Ken Duckworth puts out. I mean, all the way mushroom soup. I mean, it's, you know, courses, and it's fabulous.
And Ken's so generous.
Yeah. It's always a fab. And the wine pours freely, you know, the whole time you're there.
Don't say that. You get those people.
Right. I should.
You know those that. People. Right, we talk about them all the time on the podcast. The art opening leeches.
Yes. But tonight is Edith Wharton's Age of Innocence. That's what we're... and I actually haven't read the book. I usually end up reading the book.
So you're going for the free wine and food.
I'm going because Tom has read the book, and he reads every book that we do, and he loves these events, as do I. And oftentimes I'm inspired to read the book afterwards, after the discussion about the book. So, you know, that's good.
Yeah. Very good. They're always good stuff.
Yeah. And Michelle Barton is usually there, too.
That's the wife.
Yeah, and Colleen. And
she goes by Barton? She doesn't go by Anderson? She's one of those people?
I see both. I see both.
Like Michelle Barton Anderson?
Right.
That'd be a really nice name.
Yeah.
Michelle Barton Anderson.
I don't...
Very aristocrat-like.
I use both, interchangeably.
Over there.
Yeah, but when people say Mrs. Houck to me... I turn around and look to see if my mother-in-law is in the room because I'm just like...
Speaking of Michelle Barton, I ran into her at the Heritage Center.
Right.
And thank you for the segue. You just lined that right up for me. And she told me they went to go see the Strand Beast at Cranes Beach and turned around because it was just bananas trying to get there.
Right. Well, Lowell Peabody did a great coverage of it on the blog, so everybody look at the awesome.
Do you know the story about it? Why don't you talk a little bit about it? Because I know you read a little bit about it.
Oh, no, I didn't get to read anything about it.
You didn't get to read it? Your phone didn't bring it up?
But
this guy is world-renowned.
But it is like a teaser for an exhibit that's going to be at the Peabody Essex Museum, so I'll read more about it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Look for Lowell Peabody's posts about it. I'm sure we're going to get a million photos about it.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, it looks really cool. Michelle was telling me a tiny bit about it, about how they move on the beach by wind, and this is a nice segue for me because then later in the afternoon, her kids came over and along with Pilar and Emma, my dog walkers, and I filmed them handling the caterpillars because that's going to be the end of my film about the monarchs. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was really
East Gloucester.
My little
mafia.
East Gloucester gang.
Gangsters.
Yeah, but they really do remind
dog
you of like
mafia.
Like, you know, that show Spunky and Spanky and our gang. It's just, it is.
Little Rascals.
Yeah, the Little Rascals.
Jesus Christ.
The kids are just so
really
cautious
cute.
And smart. Well,
you know, it's funny, they're a little cute, but they're getting to be young adults now. I remember when these kids were all born. when Duckworth first moved to town, and they were buying lobsters for us for Duckworth's Beach Girl.
Yeah, Emma's good.
Emma came, you know, was coming by.
She's taller than I am. I think Emma's taller than I am.
And she speaks like eloquently. She's like a young woman. I'm like, Jesus, when did this happen? Craziness. Gloucester Rotary calendar, the information will be on the blog tomorrow morning. By the time you're listening to this, it'll probably already be on the blog. They're doing the submission for amateur and professional photographers. Okay. You can submit, I think it's up to 5 photos. You need to put the title of the photo in the file name. There's a list of things that you need to do for them to accept your submission.
Okay.
The money raised by the calendar that they're going to produce with these photos is going to go to charity.
So look
for that.
Yeah,
and they're looking for Gloucester-centric images.
Images, right. Scenes of the harbor.
Of the harbor.
Yeah. Didn't you say you had a snowy day one in there?
I submitted a February one from a frozen harbor photo. That was one of my favorite ones of 2015 for me.
That's going to be awesome. I bet they're going to have winter very well covered. in their submission department.
Oh, really? You think so? You think people are going to think winter? Because usually all the like cool scenes are like more like summery scenes. They're going to look for, you know what? You know what? If anybody has some, so you'll probably have a better chance of getting in. I shouldn't say this because that's the reason I submitted my winter one. Of really beautiful autumn ones with colored leaves and the trees and stuff like that. They probably really want to represent those months with things of that. If you
to bring people in during that, to make it appealing for during those months.
Well, to make it make sense. Yeah. But November, I'm sure they're going to want something with a lot of oranges and browns and leaves and stuff like that. And I'm thinking.
Right. Maybe. I'm thinking.
All right. So there you go. Do that. Don't submit any February ones. I'll take you out. Sabotage you. I was having problems with my phone. It wasn't receiving calls for like 2 weeks. And I had been on the phone with Sprint for probably 10 service calls going
and
forth.
That's terrible.
I can't get to the bottom of it. Finally, I went and got a new phone, and it's still having the same problems, but I think I have it resolved. And so the new phone I got, I had an LG G3, which I loved. And you know, so here's the thing. Cell phones, every 2 years, most people can get a new phone.
Yeah, you can get an upgrade.
You can get an upgrade. Right. You're eligible for an upgrade.
Right.
And so my 2 years with the LG G3 was up, and I hadn't even realized it. And usually, when I'm 4 months out, when I'm eligible for an upgrade, I'm doing insane amount of research to see what the latest best cell phone is or the best camera and stuff, because I use it a lot for blogging. And this is the first time with the LG G3, the first time that I wasn't obsessively looking for the next phone, which is a testament
to how good it was.
How seamless everything was, how not wonky it was up until this little telephone issue. It had nothing to do with the phone. It had
the
more to do with Sprint.
Phone, right. That's interesting.
And the LG G4, which is what I just got, it's very similar to the G3, except the camera has a 1.8 aperture.
That's just amazing.
Which means in low light, most cell phone cameras fall apart, images are just completely grainy and unusable
and
blur and everything.
Right.
This camera takes the best photo, ridiculous.
So how long have you had it? I guess when
like
you
10
were
10 days or something.
Okay, because I guess when you were at Foreign Affairs, that was daylight, anyways, right?
I had it for that. Did you see those images?
Yeah, I thought those were really nice, but that was daylight, right? But it's dark and red.
Yeah,
it's always dark.
They're pretty sharp. Those images. I've taken some images inside at night at the dock here, and not completely blown out, grainy.
Those were really nice. The ones that you took at Foreign Affairs, I thought.
I'm very pleased. Oh, and the only thing. Okay, so here's the thing about the camera, and here's the thing about camera manufacturers, which I think you'll see a reversal of the trend. I put this case on it, which is a very rugged case.
It looks very rugged.
But
looks very sturdy.
It is. But
what kind of case is that?
It's an Amazon $7 case, but it's so the ridges in it.
Look,
there's these hardcore
ridges. Looks like
ridges.
It has like bounce pad on the bottom
It is. But the reason I have this is so I'm afraid if I drop it down the dock, it's lights out, because everything is concrete and salt water and everything. But the point that I'm trying to get to was, so I got the phone, and it's so lightweight and so razor thin. But I think that the cell phone companies think that that's a attribute. Mm-hmm. Like they're racing to get thinner and smaller and lighter. I would prefer a twice as thick phone and use all that space for more battery. And even twice as heavy, because it is so light that it's too light in my hands.
Can I feel yours compared to mine?
If you felt this without the case, feel like that case is
very
intense.
Heavy. But still, it's pretty lightweight.
It's so thin that it doesn't feel fragile. It feels solid in the hand, but it just feels like it'll pop out and fly. Right. You know, and
that's not good.
I wish there was a phone company that would make a phone with these specs, but everything in it, just double the battery and make it heavier and thicker. because I want something to hold on to that I don't feel like it's going to fly around.
It's going to drop out. It's just slip out of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, your screen goes screen to screen.
Yeah. There's no bezel in this.
Isn't it right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
This phone probably, let's put our phones side by side.
Okay.
Right now, my screen is right there and right there. We have the same size screen.
Oh, but
our screen is identical, top to top.
Top to top.
Right there. You see how it's the same?
Mm-hmm.
And right there, it's the same exact screen.
Yeah.
Same dimensions. But my phone, if I put it to the bottom, is probably a centimeter or a little over a centimeter and a half less tall.
Right. Right. Interesting.
Yeah, LG is making really great.
Yeah, they're really nice. Well, I made a mistake with mine. I wish I'd purchased it with more memory.
Yeah.
So
do you get that pop up because you have the iPhone 6?
Yeah, iPhone 6 Plus, and it's constantly.
You get that pop up? Kate gets it too.
Right.
Everyone I know gets
it,
and it is
in delete photos that I don't really want to delete.
That is the most annoying thing. I
think it's a racket.
It's definitely, if you think it's a racket, you're crazy. It's definitely a racket. It is definitely a racket, and it's disgusting what they do. And another reason why, I don't know.
Does that come with a ton of memory?
Or this comes with 32 gigs of onboard memory, and there's a little chip that you put in there for an extra 128 gigs of memory.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so
that's
I got no problems.
Here. Right,
zero problems.
Wow.
And the sharing capabilities, like when I press the share button, there is literally 25 options, like of where I can share.
Share it to.
You know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, WordPress, copy URL of the photo, Dropbox. There is.
Just
an insane amount of sharing options that you just touch the button, touch the photo once, the little share icon comes, press the share icon, and a laundry list of share things. When you're a blogger.
Right. It makes sense.
Stupid easy.
Right. I'm going to look at my phone and see if I can, maybe afterwards you can show me something. Anyways, I'll ask you afterwards.
Can you upload a photo from your photo gallery directly to the blog? Have you got that figured out?
No. I do it through the WordPress app, right?
Yeah, well, that's fine. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
The WordPress app has actually come a long way, too.
Yeah, if there's an easier way, a faster way, maybe you can show me. That would be good.
Get that going.
Okay.
Here's something I want. There is a couple people in my life that I see them on a weekly basis. And I know they're busy people and they're really good people and everything, right? But I see them on a weekly basis, and every single time I see them, they say, "Hey, how you doing?" They don't say my name. I'm not sure if they even know my name.
No.
I think they know my name. And then the next question is, "Hey, how are you? How old are your kids now?"
I don't know.
And I see them on a weekly basis, and they ask me how old my kids are on a weekly basis, 8 and 10. I should say, I should say the next time. I should say that
38 and 48.
That's what I should say. I should say 25 and 37, just getting out of college, the graduate school. And it's hilarious, though.
That's so
well-meaning
funny.
People. And, I know that it's nicer than some curmudgeon.
They must be on automatic pilot or something.
Do you have any people in your life that ask, like, every time you see them, they ask the same question? It's their standard thing?
Yes, but... It's all right.
It's totally fine. It's totally better than someone being totally disinterested. At least they're like going out of their way to be like. I think it's funny though.
They're being very sociable in kind of an empty way.
How are the kids now? Well, since the last time I saw you, Thursday, and today is Monday.
Grew 25 years in a week.
Yeah. That. Yeah. So, Eric Lorden, our buddy.
Yeah.
your son's boss, he owns Passport. So he goes to the Restaurant Depot, and he's really awesome. But he gets me charcoal because I've been grilling every day. You know, this, you know, out of this past 2.5 months, I think I've only missed 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Barbecuing.
You have grill fever.
It's awesome.
And you make the most. What you're doing down here is fantastic.
It's so fun.
Like, I'm waiting for the, you know, Smoking Jim, Smoking Joe's.
Smoking Joe's
restaurant.
Well, Craig Kimberly just bought us one of the grills that we got. I think there's six of our employees have, not employees, six of our contributors.
Our employees.
Yes, right, employees.
The people that you pay so much.
Six, right? Good, right, exactly. Everybody's big salaries. Six of our, I think six Good Morning Gloucester people, direct contributors.
Oh, really?
Have stoked grills now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and someone asked me, are we getting paid to do that? I'm like, no, we're not getting paid. This grill is friggin' awesome.
We're going to have to have a grill off or something like that.
Oh, I'm so all in on that.
That would be so funny. Wow.
But the point that I was trying to get, I got off topic. The topic was, so we're grilling every day and feeding a bunch of the guys. So Eric's like, oh, you know, I can get you a case of the toilet, paper towels at the Restaurant Depot. You know, and they're not that much money. And I'm like, oh, great, $20, you know, whatever, get a case of these things. Comes out to a little over a dollar a roll or whatever.
Right.
And like $1.30 a roll. But the roll, so feel these things, right? Like, the point that I'm trying to get at is cheap toilet paper and cheap paper towels are not worth it.
Right.
They're not worth it. Because if there's a drop of, one drop of condensation on my desk and I put the paper towel on it, the thing completely falls apart.
Right.
And
when you pointed that, I went to touch it and I didn't know if you were going to tell me it was good or bad because it's.
You can't even rip it off in a sheet.
Oh.
Like if you hold it and you try to tear it. It rips halfway down, and you have this like a 6-inch by 6-inch square of ripped,
right.
Cheap.
Yeah, it's very thin.
There is nothing worse than cheap toilet paper again.
Yeah.
You have to fold it over 15 times.
Right. And you have to use a lot.
You have to use a ton. So you might as well buy the good stuff. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I think you're definitely right.
It's a major annoyance, and I have probably 12 rolls of this left that I have to.
Okay, you have to use.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Oh,
like
dear.
I want to just throw them overboard.
Oh dear!
Just soak them in oil and burn them all. I don't know. Yeah, it's a thing. But yeah, I don't know. Anything else happening in... how's the Butterfly movie coming?
The Butterfly movie is coming awesome. I'm working on the audio and the Foley right now. And then just, various little things. I wasn't happy with some of the clips. And so I've had this windfall of eggs and caterpillars and things like that. So I'm just switching out some of the clips that I wasn't happy with. And I think I should have it done in a couple weeks. Oh, and I was contacted by...
the museum.
A museum, the Leonardo.
They sent it to me, and I sent it to you, right? Did the person contact me?
Yes, that's right. They
through Good Morning Gloucester.
Right.
This is a thing that a lot of people don't understand.
Right.
Like the blog, right? All of the contributions that everybody makes, and the hours that you put in. You know, I totally appreciate everyone's contributions.
Right.
I totally appreciate, but it doesn't have to be a direct monetary, like we all get paid in different ways.
In different ways.
And when I say paid, thanks is huge.
Thanks is huge.
Getting recognized around town for, and you know, invited to put our stuff in different exhibits and stuff.
Things like that, right.
So someone obviously saw your work on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah.
Did you hear a horn?
Yes, the horn just honked.
A horn just honked. Okay, so... Anyway, so in this case, you got an incredible offer from
the Leonardo. It's the Leonardo Museum in Utah.
Okay, so after you sent me that email, I got in touch with the creative director at the Leonardo Museum, and they are going to be using my film that I made for the Berkshire Museum. and which is, I'm so happy that it has another life, the exhibit that they're, it's going to be there for 3 months. The exhibit is called Spark. And also the woman is, her husband's a filmmaker and her son's a filmmaker. And
oh, she mentioned Sundance,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah. So she asked me how I was, what the next step was. And I was like, I don't really know what the next step is. My goal is just to finish the film and then I'm going to concentrate on
it. I feel like we've been talking about this film forever. Right. And when it comes out, Oh my Lord.
Yeah. It's like a masterpiece for me.
Well, the first part, when you did the Black Swallowtail, the reception at the
Cape Ann Community Cinema, right,
was huge, packed house.
Yeah, it was.
This one, did you put more work into this one?
Oh yes, much more. And also, you know, the first one, that's 45 minutes. This one's over an hour. Mm. And the thing is that, like, I started filming both at the same time because, you know, their life cycle only happens for a short period of time. I only have a short window of time to work on it. So while I was doing one, I was doing the other. And then the Black Swallowtail is not quite the story because it doesn't have the whole migration.
It doesn't go to Mexico.
Right. It doesn't have the whole migration element. So I think also, but also, I'm a better filmmaker in some ways than when I first started. So that's why I'm switching out some of the that's why I'm switching out some of the clips and doing stuff like that. So
very exciting.
Yes.
Oh man. Okay. I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah. I'm wondering because I know you're totally you're a creative person. I know you have a lot of irons in the fire, but I'm wondering once you finish this the Monarch film, if you're gonna be like, what now, like almost like a letdown of
I don't think so. You know why? Because I have 3 other projects that I'm very, very eager to be editing. Oh. Also,
like what?
So this Feast of Saint Peter, the Feast of Saint Joseph, I mean St. Peter's Fiesta, the Feast of St. Joseph, and also over the last couple of years I've been filming a little story about swans.
Oh.
So, and that's...
Is that why you always go down to...
To Niles.
To Niles.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, to Niles Swan. Because also, it's
that's the first I've heard of the swans one.
Well, I don't want to keep talking about all these films I'm working on.
And no, it's nice.
Without...
It's nice. Well, it's good that you have this all lined up.
Yeah, without having, you know, like, I don't want to talk about it too much, you know what I mean, before it's actually, like, really, really full speed. You know, right now I'm just filming, but the thing that I really need huge, huge chunks of time for are editing. So that's why I like to edit during the winter time, and because then I can do it around my landscape design business. In the winter with my landscape design business, I'm primarily working on drawings.
Hmm.
So...
you did this post the League of Women Voters live mayoral debate is Thursday, September 3rd at Sawyer Free Library.
At Sawyer Free Library, right.
Yeah, and this is going to be different than the last one was more of a forum, what I understand. Is this the different format?
I do not know that. So, you know, they're all going to be slightly different. So I'm I'm just going because it's so interesting. I went to the one at the
first one was more about the arts, and they were given the questions ahead of time,
mm-hmm,
right?
Exactly.
So they say that this one for the League of Women Voters is a live mayoral debate. So I wonder if it would be nice to know ahead of time. Like, are they given the questions, or are they going to have to think on their feet?
Okay, well, that would be good to know. I don't know. That's interesting. Whichever way you do it, it's all very interesting. The one at the Cultural Center was very, very interesting. And
You came down and you gave me the synopsis. We're not going to talk about what you said, but the synopsis the next day of what your thoughts of the strengths of each one.
Yeah, it was very informative, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I encourage everybody to go, as many people as possible to go, to make your best decision.
I'd like to give a shout out to our friend who we're gonna dearly miss, this positive light, Anne Malvo from Bell and Me. They had a pop up sale on Rocky Neck at the Kismet Wharf. Do you know who I'm talking about,
yes,
Anne Malvo?
Yeah. I put her post up for her.
Yeah, I did too. Yes. We double posted that, by the way. I put it in the community. That's all right. I think we both got the same press release. I did it in the community stuff thing, and you put it in on different posts. Okay. But yeah, she's a super. Her and her husband Tim and her two children, Vladdy.
Yeah, they're beautiful family.
They're moving away to the. Yeah, did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're moving to, I think, the West Coast or something. And what? I'm so sad. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
I like that family so much.
Yeah.
Aww.
Big time.
The beautiful sons, towhead sons running around.
Totally. And they're like part of the East Gloucester Mafia.
Right. Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Why? Why are they moving? They're not going to like it on the West Coast.
I think it's something to do with a job. I'm not sure, but I'm sad to see them go. There's a little bit of a hubbub. So Paul Frontiero, you know, put this picture up of the sign of the Good Harbor. What is it? The Beach Club.
It's the Bass Rocks Beach Club. Right.
He put the provocative title "Private Property" with a question mark, with the sign that says, "You know, this is the property of private property. Pass or swim at your own risk." Bass Rocks Beach Club logo on it, and you know, obviously, this is one of those things where people who, you know, this is an easy shot to take at people that don't like people with means to take a shot at them. Now we get.
Let me just say this. It doesn't say keep out. It says pass or swim at your own risk, right?
Right.
So doesn't that infer you're taking your own it's your own liability. It's not saying keep out.
You know something? That's a great point.
Right. It's just saying private property. Whatever you do, you know, it's your own risk. You can't sue us, basically.
You know something, and that's funny that you say that. And that's a great, great point, because I just saw a comment came in, and I know who the person that sent it was, but they didn't put their name on it, saying that they spoke to, some people, to management there, and it's not because of insurance companies or liability issues. But
then it would say keep out. Right?
Well, it would say keep out, and this person's trying to say that they, you know, that it's to, they want a private beach where they can exclude non-members. But that is contradictory to what the sign actually says. The sign does not say keep out.
Right.
The sign does not say trespassers, calling the police on trespassers. The sign says just what you pointed out. Swim or pass at your own risk. They're not saying you can't pass here.
Right.
So
see, that's a huge.
It's an easy shot. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, people that take shots because it's a reverse wealth or discrimination thing
right.
or whatever.
Reverse,
you know,
discrimination,
like.
Right?
Is that the right term?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, just I take issue with people that.
But also, when you think about it, as I'm thinking about it, and we're talking, you know, that is the main. All the surfers park right along there. That, like, if you go there during surfing season, the whole street is lined up, and that's where they access the beach on and off. Is right there. So, you know, they're once again, they're just saying pass at your own risk. It just protects them, I think, from being.
I tell you, contrary to what. This guy, you know, this guy says that it's that they want to exclude non-members and stuff. I do believe that it is 100% because of liability issues to try. They, you know, this is because of lawyers and this is because of insurance companies.
Right.
That probably gives them a layer of protection so that if someone does get hurt there, because that's the first course of action.
Right.
Someone gets hurt anywhere. The insurance company's what they're gonna say is, okay, whose property was it on? Because we're gonna go after them.
Right.
If it says that may give the person pause to say, they did say this.
Right. Pass at your. It's private. It's not public. Pass at your own risk.
Yeah. I mean, and that may not even protect them from a lawsuit.
But still.
But it may give them a little bit of
a leg.
Listen, right to stand
on
in court. Because God, you know, it's easy to.
It's just easy to. Right, I agree.
I
know what you're going to say. I agree about suing and all that.
Man, you know, a little personal responsibility, you know. But
I know some really bad instances of friends of mine's
friends of mine with businesses that were sued, and it's just
disgusting.
Bananas. It's disgusting. So.
Yeah.
For right.
I don't want to get into like
right,
the whole.
I don't either. But
we don't want to go there.
Right.
But that is symbolic of the system. There may be the people don't even want to do that, but the insurance, like they may have, right. If they have to take this out of their own pocket, it's going to be $40,000, but they have to make the claim with the insurance company, and the insurance company is the one
right.
who's going to go after the business.
Business, right.
Right? So, there you go on that. This is a great little podcast. I didn't know that we were going to get 45 minutes out of this because this is normally the time of year where I can't get any time in. And right. I didn't ignore any customers.
No,
the business went down. We paused a couple times in between. And really happy about this.
Yeah, me too. It was raining, so perfect.
Thanks for bringing me the coffee.
Yeah.
Fantastic. GloucesterCast 147, did we say?
Yes.
In the books. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you.